save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Thank you all for tuning in. In 1870, Dr. Ray Matson understood that in the Western frontier, even doctors had to be a quick draw. Today's show, the 1954 to 1955 series, Dr. Six Gun. As always, if you enjoy this episode, please check out volumes 1 and 2 in the archives. Also, let me know. You can reach out through the show links in the description. And while you're there, if you could take the time to follow, review, and rate the podcast, that is a great free way to support the show. And with all that, please enjoy.
Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on the mission of mercy, his medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. Another episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Ray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless west of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Doc Six Gun.
To be a stranger in the territory is sometimes a dangerous thing. Even I, Pablo the Gypsy, a friend to all men who have hard cash in which to buy, even I am sometimes greeted by a closed door, a drawn gun, or a rifle cocked and ready. Yes, midnight. This midnight, he is my friend, even though she is a bird. Yes, midnight talks. It has little of any importance. But then why should he be different from the rest of us? There is one man in the territory, my friend, the Six Gun. Few times have I ever seen a door barred to him. Rarely have I seen the look of suspicion that meets a stranger. But one time I remember, we rode together across the Badlands from the White Lynx River, Doc and I. We had met at Gary's Crossing, a little town. A town? One sod hut and a barrel of whiskey. Doc had treated a broken leg in the sod hut, and I had treated a dry throat and the barrel of whiskey. I ride an old mare, I lead an old band, I walk to Montana for to throw the hula hand. They see it in the story, they were in the throne. They came the old lady, they're back to the wrong.
You know, Pablo, when I got out of medical school back east, I could have gone into practice with an old doctor outside of Philadelphia.
Oh?
I turned him down.
Why?
I said I never wanted to stay in an office. Said I never wanted to get sore from sitting in a swivel chair behind a desk.
Well, if I'd only known. We've been riding for 6 hours today.
Yeah, well, at least a saddle doesn't swivel.
I suppose not. Hey, got any water left in your canteen?
No. but I have something in my canteen which is not exactly water.
No water, no water.
Well, never mind. We'll hit Aaron's Brook over the rise. Good water there.
Yeah, maybe we can stay there a while, eh? Rest those squeeble sores, eh, Doc?
I got to hit Fenton Ford by night.
Oh.
That kid there with summer fever.
Doc, how many miles a day would you have made in that squeeble sand in Philadelphia?
there's Aaron Brook. All right, say, boy. He smells water.
Doc, there's smoke coming from the cabin chimney. Maybe we can get something to eat.
Charlie, I've got enough trouble taking care of his kids. A lot feeding, too.
Rifle shot. Get down.
Engine hot. I see the smoke.
What are they shooting at us for?
I know.
Wait a minute, Doc.
Oh, there must be some mistake. Hey, Charlie! Charlie, stay in that thing.
A mistake?
I don't get this. Charlie must be there. Buckboards in the yard. There's his horse in the corral.
Hey, Charlie!
Doc, somehow I get the feeling Charlie Aaron is not receiving callers.
Something wrong. I'm going down there.
And make a clear target coming down the trail?
Yeah. Well, we'll circle around and come up to the cabin from the back.
You sure you wouldn't like to forget the whole thing? I'd let you have my canteen. Maybe you'd even like it.
Pablo, the horses don't care for trading post whiskey.
Oh.
And we've got to get down to that brook somehow. Come on, let's lead them around. There's no window on this side.
Oh.
Now, you wait here. I'm going to edge along the side of the cabin, around to the door.
Now, Doc, be careful. Keep that bird quiet.
All right, in here.
Don't you move no closer.
Hey, what's the idea?
I know how to shoot the gun. I'm warning you. My father told me. Don't you come no closer.
I believe you.
You get out of here. You get away from here.
Where's Charlie Aaron?
You get out of here. I'll kill you. I killed one of them.
Aren't you one of Charlie's girls? Where is he?
Don't step no closer.
All right. Now, just take it easy. I'm not moving.
Drop your gun. Throw it down.
All right. Now, you be careful with that rifle.
Don't you worry. I know how to shoot it. My pa showed me.
Did you call Charlie Aaron?
Sure. I'm Alice. Allie, he called me before. You get out of here.
But where is your pa?
Down by the brook.
I didn't see him.
He's there. I know.
Well, I just came by. What do you mean?
I buried him myself. I dug most of the hole. Didn't try to help but swim, but none. Couldn't lift the pick. You know, the ground's hard down by the brook. You wouldn't think it with the water and all. You know, a big stone.
What happened?
He killed him. He came and he killed him. Pa was in the yard fixing the axle on the buckboard. He rode by and he shot him. He didn't even stop. Pa said, he killed things. Just lying there with the grease from the axle all over his clothes. He said, take care of things. Have the whiskey in the pit, see? Don't move.
When did this happen?
5 years ago, maybe 6. I've been taking care of James just like he said. Water and stuff. I did all the chores just like I used to. I washed his shirt, ironed them real good. I always liked his shirt ironing.
Your father's been dead for 5 days.
Maybe 6.
Allie, why don't you put down that gun? Don't you remember me?
He came riding by. We just thought he was going to water his horse at the brook, that's all. I saw him out the window. He came riding by. He was just fixing the axle on the buckboard, that's all.
Don't you remember me? Your paw brought you into my office when you had that burn on your arm.
I fixed it up. Remember?
Him?
There. Yes, that's it. Remember me now?
Maybe. But sure. I gotta be sure.
Go on, Alec. Put down the gun. It's getting awfully heavy.
I don't know.
Come on now. Put it down.
Oh.
All right. All right, now it's all right.
Came back yesterday. I shot at him.
No, don't worry about it. We'll just take you and Janie into town.
No. I can't. I gotta stay here. We gotta keep the place. Patrick, we gotta keep the place no matter what happens.
All right now, Ally. Don't worry about it.
Doctor, is he all right?
Come on in.
Is it all right? Who's this?
Charlie Allen, girl.
Well, what happened? Where is Charlie?
Never mind now. Where's your sister, Ally?
In the other room. I hid her behind the floorball. I thought he came back.
Who? Who came back? What happened to Charlie? What is this?
I don't know. But I think I'm going to find out.
Don't understand what happened. Who would show the Charlie Aaron? Why?
When I got to calm down, I asked her if she recognized the man.
Did she?
No. Said he looked like an ordinary cowhand, except that his horse was kind of funny.
Funny?
That was big. Much bigger than a cow pony and with no mane.
A horse with no mane?
Yeah. Crop stumbling.
Oh?
That's the way they turn out horses in the East.
Oh.
Never see it in territory. Although I seem to remember one of the hands from the Circle B riding into Frenchman Ford on a hunter about 16 hands. Had a tail docked and a top mane. Yeah, he got into a fight with Curly Ladro about it.
You think this man came from Circle B?
I don't know. You don't see many big horses around. Mostly Mustangs and top ponies.
Well, the little girl could be wrong. She's hysterical.
Yeah. She could be wrong. I think I'll write out Circle B tomorrow.
Ain't you?
Yeah.
Of course,
boss.
Yeah, it's Otto. Hey, listen, Doc. What's good for rheumatism? Got it in my elbow here, see? The hammer arm. I tried everything. Hot linseed oil, wagon grease.
Not too bad. I'm looking for your boss. Where is he?
You figure if I learn a hammer left-handed, I'd be all right?
Maybe. Where's Clint Mackey?
You want to see him?
Yes.
Oh, that's what you come for. He's in the shed.
Thanks.
Say, about that rheumatism. I figured maybe if I hold it up.
Cowboys hit me out with a loop of rope, that's what. I just see they get sobered up when they get back to town before they go on night herd.
All right, Clint.
Hello,
Mackie. Oh, hi there, Doug.
Oh, I get this. Get it out of here.
Hey! Hands ain't what they used to be,
Doc.
Came to ask you about one of your hands, Clint.
Yeah, which one, Doc? These cowboys come and go so fast they don't get to know their names, hardly.
This one had a hunter in his string of ponies. 16 hands, drop mane.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, Charlie. Quick. He just pulled his horses out of the remuda and walked off. Owed me a week's advance there.
When was it?
Maybe a couple of weeks ago. Why?
I think maybe he shot down Charlie Aaron 5 days ago.
Charlie? What, you mean at Aaron's work?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just bad. Yeah. His daughter was left all alone there, 15 years old. He buried her.
Oh, that's real sad. Well, look, is there anything I can do? Maybe I'll ride over today and bring her some supplies. My land runs up to Aaron's in that section.
Oh, that's all right. I'm taking care of him.
Let's see now. Ranny Evers. Yeah, that was his name, Ranny Evers. I never did like that fella. I wonder why he killed Aaron.
You haven't seen him, huh?
Not since he quit, no. Well, what's he going to do with the place? Aaron's kid, I mean.
I don't know.
He can't run it herself. I mean, a 15-year-old girl.
No, guess not.
Oh, gee, that's real sad. I can't understand it. You never did like that Ranny Evers. A bad one.
Yep. Well, I'll be riding back.
Well, let me know if there's anything I can do with you.
Doc! Hey, Doc! You, come into town and see me Saturday.
No, it ain't about my rheumatism, Doc. Just, bend down here and look at the hoof of your horse.
What?
Come on, boy.
There's nothing wrong with that hoof.
I know. Now, listen, Doc. I heard what you said to Mr. Mackey and...
Yeah?
I can't tell you nothing. I need this job, Doc. I can't ride no more, and this here's the only outfit big enough to hire Smith. See, I just can't tell you, Doc.
You started, you better finish.
I can't. But I don't hold shooting down a man in front of his kids.
Smitty, what are you trying to tell me?
It's just this. You don't see no iron shoes on a cow pony, do you, Doc?
No.
Well, I shoot a horse with iron 2 days ago. A big horse.
Hunter?
I don't know them fancy names, but it was a big horse, crop me. And if you looked in the right place, maybe you could find it now.
Where?
Maybe the back range up in the tablelands. Them iron shoes are easy to follow. You know Joe Iron Feather? The Apache fella works for the survey office? He could track him easy.
Yes, Mr. Mackey.
Thanks.
Just leave me alone now, Chief.
Yep, and he'll go all right now, Doc. Just ride easy on it.
Thanks, Freddy. I just don't like to see a critter suffer.
Any critter.
You sure this is the trail, Joe?
Doc, I learned the track from my grandfather. When I was little boy, he sent me out to hunt with one arrow. I track, but I don't eat. Hungry Indian boy learns fast.
Sure you can follow it?
Oh, I know how to follow iron horseshoe. I remember 5 years ago I tracked cavalry squad 40 miles across the badlands.
What happened to him?
Doc, let us talk of something else, eh? See? He turned up from quiet. He came through maybe 3-4 times.
Ready, sir.
In the draw, Doc.
How's the wind on foot?
He won't trouble you, Doc.
What?
Look out there, Doc. You see? Circling? Mm-hmm. Something is dead. And it is not the horse.
Come on. There's the hunted.
There is the hunted. Huh?
Shot. In the back.
Who is he?
A fellow named Evers, I think. Ranny Evers.
Friend of yours, Doc?
Friend? No. There's no friend of mine. Come over the hunter. We'll take him back to Princeton's Ford. And then, Joe, I've got another job for you.
Sugar syrup. It's awful expensive, but she's only a child.
Sure, I know.
She's so scared at night. She cries.
She isn't afraid of Joe.
Oh, no. He tells her Indian stories about his grandfather. He comes out after he's to work, and he takes care of the place real good. I gotta thank you for fixing it up with him.
Oh, that was Joe's idea. Teddy's grandfather told him that the first duty is to the... Well, the orphan.
Did you find out anything... I mean about Pa.
No. Only that the man who killed him got shot himself.
Joe told me that. Look, I wanted to ask you something. I tried to ask Joe, but he doesn't understand about property or anything. He says everything in his tribe belongs to everybody, so he isn't much help.
What is it, Ellen?
I don't know what I ought to do. I mean, I try to keep the place up. Pa always said he'd never let it go. Do you think that's right?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, we get a little cash money from water rights, but I was thinking about Jane. I don't get time to do everything on the place and to raise her up right. Do you think I ought to sell?
Well, Allie, land isn't getting much these days. Not with the homestead territories opening up past the Lynx River. I don't think you'd get much of an offer.
But I did. Well, not as much as Paul said it was worth. But I was thinking maybe I'd better take it. Do you think I've got a right to sell after what Pa told me when he died?
Who made you the offer, Allie?
Mr. Mackey from the Circle B. He said he felt sorry for me.
I see.
Everybody's been so nice to Jamie and me. You and the peddler and Joe. I suppose Mr. Mackey just wanted to help.
I suppose so.
Do you think I should sell, Doc? I mean, well, I'm 15. I gotta think of... Well, I mean, in town, we need more people. Pa said when I turned 15, it was time to start thinking about meeting more people.
Well, yes, he was right, Ellie.
Would you talk to Clint Mackey for me, Doc? You wouldn't mind?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I think I'd like to talk to Clint Mackey.
Hey, you lop-eared left-handed farmer. You learn how to rope a calf that way in Texas. You want to break his leg.
Hurry, boss.
Oh, I'm telling you, Doc, I'd as soon get a bunch of girls out of one of them Spanish convents as like cloth-headed rannies passing themselves off as top hands these days.
Yeah, it must be top running spread this big, Mackie.
Yeah, it is. You hear all them two-bit cattlemen in town crying in their whiskeys about how easy Clint Mackey's got it, sir. Let him come out here and try to run it one day, that's all. Just one day.
Hey, look, what are you trying to do? Kill that critter? Come clean! Well, funny you should want to get even bigger.
Huh?
Oh, I just heard you were thinking of buying the Aaron place.
Oh, that. Yeah, well, I felt kind of sorry for the girl. I mean, I don't need the land, nothing but mesquite and tumbleweed. Never knew why Charlie Aaron hung on to it. You can't raise cattle on alkali dust.
The girl doesn't know if she should sell.
Yeah, stubborn's her own man.
Hey, look out there. You got his leg.
Look, don't go away, Doc.
Paula, ain't you never branded a cat before? What do you think you're up for?
Doc, sit down.
Smitty, how's the rheumatism?
Oh, much better, Doc. Hey, what was that stuff you give me? Some fancy medicine from back east?
Curtain oil. I had it left over from feeding a stage horse for Flanders.
Yeah, fix me up real good. How'd the horse come out?
He died.
Oh. Well, it's mighty good for rheumatism, but... Gone away.
Mackie.
Listen, Doc. It ain't that Mackie's a bad boss, so he is, but I don't go to see an orphan get took.
What are you getting at?
Water.
Water?
The brook. Aaron's brook. Clint's been after that for years.
But he's got water on his place. A lot more than that brook.
Sure, there's water on the Circle B, but nowhere else except the brook. All them small cattlemen between here and the Mesa Verde, they got all the water at the brook. They used to pay Charlie Aaron for the water rights by the head.
Mackie wants to get all the water?
Yeah, without water, you ain't a cattleman. You're a busted bum, and you sell out cheap. Maybe you don't even get a dollar an acre. Now, don't let the little girl sell, Doc.
Well, it's her place.
Don't let her sell. You'll make Clint Mackey king of everybody between the Mesa Verde and the river. A king like in the Bible, only ain't fit for it.
Hey, what are you doing here, Smitty? You ain't finished the rims for the chuck wagon.
I was just talking to Doc, that's all, Mr. Mackey. Just talking about my rheumatism, that's all.
Well, we'll get back to work.
Sure, Mr. Mackey, sure.
Well, Doc, we were talking about helping out that Aaron gal.
Yeah. Well, Mackey, I think it's mighty decent of you to want to help a neighbor in trouble. I've got an idea she ought to sell you the land.
Well, that's real sensible, Ike.
Well, of course, she does need a place to live. Now, do you think it'd be a good idea to split off an acre around the house?
Sure. I think that's fine.
Of course, the brook.
What do you mean?
Well, she's going to need water, cooking, washing, tending chickens.
What are you getting at, Doc?
We worked out fine, Mackie. You give her the money you offered, and she's still got a house and the brook.
Now, Doc, I kind of figured I'd take over the whole parcel. I mean, it don't hardly pay to run surveyor stakes.
True. But you don't really need the water, do you, Mackie?
Well, no. Sure not.
All right, then that's all I'll advise her, to keep the water.
And she'll do what you tell her. Now, Doc? suppose. He asked my advice, yes.
In the barn a minute, Jack.
Barn? Why?
Because I got a Frontier 45 pointing right at your middle.
Seems like sound reason.
Come on. Gun of yours, Doc.
You want that water real bad, don't you, Mackie?
Real bad, Doc. Cattle market busted wide open. Army canceled orders. When the sue may be. Now, look, I got notes at the bank, Doc. I can meet them if I take over those stinking little spreads between here and the Mesa. But I gotta take them over cheap, and I gotta take them over real cheap.
You tried to get the brook from Aaron before, didn't you?
He was a real unreasonable man, Doc. I offered him twice what that sand deep of his was worth. I want that water. I didn't let Aaron stand in my way, and I ain't gonna let you.
You'll have to do it yourself this time, Mackie. You won't be able to bring in a gun hand, not after what happened to the last one. Not even a killer will work for a boss who pays off with a bullet in the back.
Can't have the man killing tails, Doc.
I can understand that, Mackie. But I...
Get away, Doc.
Break her arm, Doc. You ain't breaking nobody's arm, Mr. Mackey.
Get out of here, Smitty.
You don't understand, Mr. Mackey. My arm hurt real bad. Rheumatism it was. Doc fixed it up real good.
Get out of here, Smitty, before you get hurt.
Oh, don't hurt no more, Mr. Mackey. I told you the doc fixed it up real fine.
Are you crazy? Oh, get out of here.
I'm going to stop you.
You know what?
I'm going to stop you from hurting Doc.
Are you threatening me, you old half-wit? Well, you haven't even got a gun.
No. No, he ain't got a gun, Mr. Mackey. I got my hammer.
What?
Stop!
Smitty. Smitty, you all right?
got hit in the arm, Doc.
Let me see.
I was thinking you better pick up them guns in case Mr. Mackey comes too.
Oh, he's safe for a while. That hammer hit him square between the eyes.
You see, Doc? I told you fixed up my rheumatism real good. There's only one trouble, though. I guess I hammered myself clean out of a job.
Hola, Doc! Doc, me friend!
Babylon, what's the news from the railhead?
At least Mackey hangs tomorrow. The territorial governor denied his appeal. Outside of that, the news is that the ladies are wearing silk collars again.
Terrible.
Midnight does not approve. He's a very evil-minded bird. He prefers more lady and less collar.
Well, he'll have to behave himself. I've got a lady visiting. Pablo, you remember Miss Aaron?
Oh, charm, senorita.
Hello.
Miss Aaron has come into Frenchman's Ford to meet people.
Well, I am certain that... people will be most happy to meet Miss Aaron. That is, if she has improved her method of greeting since the first time I met her. A rifle shot around the ears does not exactly encourage friendship.
I don't think friendship is exactly what Miss Allie has in mind to encourage.
You stop it, Doc. It's very serious. I'm not even close to getting married, and I'm almost 16.
You have been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Dr. Six Gun is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffith. Today's script was written by Ernest Kinoy. Heard in the cast were Denise Alexander as Allie, Bob Haig as Clint, Ken Williams as Smitty, and William Keane as the Indian. Six Gun, starring Carl Weber as the frontier doctor, with William Griffith as Pablo, the wandering gypsy,
has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy, his medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. Another episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Gray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless West of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
I am Pablo the Peddler. In my back are many things. Trinkets of Spanish silver, a shawl for a bride, a shroud for a widow, balm for an aching heart, a potion for a young lover. My place of business is the open road, the back of a mule, anywhere along the thousands of miles that make up the Indian territory.
Midnight.
No, I haven't forgotten you, old crow. Oh, excuse me, black raven. This one, this talking raven, is my business partner, Midnight. Between us, we have seen our share of strange things. Albert, there was the time when my good friend Doc Sixgun had to cure an epidemic, a strange disease which infects men whose heart is filled with hatred. The first sign of the sickness was revealed when I was peddling my wares at the home of an immigrant settler.
Well, sit down, Mr. Peddler, sit down.
Thank you.
Irma, pour Mr. Peddler a glass of wine.
Oh, thank you.
Nonsense. The best Norwegian May wine.
Well, a drop, perhaps.
In this desert, we do not often have visitors.
Well, perhaps I can interest you in a few trinkets. My assistant will open my pack.
Assistant?
This intelligent raven here. Watch. Midnight?
Hello.
More than that. Midnight, untie the pack.
He's being difficult.
Midnight, if you wish to continue as my business associate, open the pack. Perhaps if we offer him some wine. Here, old friend, drink. All right, now the pack.
Well, that is better.
Wonderful.
Now then, what have we here? Fine lace from Spain, old gingham from Philadelphia.
I am afraid, Mr. Peddler, we do not have the money to buy trinkets.
Oh,
we are only a short while here, and the rocks still hold a mortgage to our land.
Oh, well, you select what you like. I will stop by in a month or a year, and if you can pay, well and good. If not, Pablo extends unlimited credit to honest folk.
In a month or a year?
Someone wishes to get inside very urgently.
Look out the window, Rama.
Oh, it is
late.
A man on horses. bigger man. Fight the pillowcase.
Open up, Walter!
They have guns, me.
Open the door.
Steve, no!
Give me my rifle. Oh. Now, open the door. What do you want?
You and Nils Larson?
Yeah?
Who are they?
My wife, Irma. This gentleman is a peddler who happened to stop. Now, will you tell me who you are?
Stand back against the wall, peddler.
Stop that! Stop.
Shut that bird up.
Quiet, me like.
This peddler is my guest. And this is my house.
Not for long, it ain't.
Who are you? Why do you come to my door with masks?
We're called the Night Riders, farmer. We aim to see that this territory ain't overrun by immigrants and squatters like you folks.
This is free land.
It's free for them we want on it. It don't include your kind.
We have done nothing.
I shouldn't. What are you going to do?
We ain't going to do nothing just now. We're giving you fair warning. You get your family and fixings off this land in a week, or you'd be sorry you ever seen this side of the divide.
Mr. Night Rider, let me tell you something. I came with my family 2,000 miles in the steerage of a boat. I took them across this country by ox cart, steering with a rope. It took 6 months. I have worked 16 hours each day to make things grow in these rocks. You think that I am frightened by men who are too cowardly to show their faces?
All right, Charlie, hit him. That's enough for now, Charlie, enough. Maybe that'll teach you we mean business. Let's go, boys.
Oh,
Fred.
Oh, Mr. Peddler, do something. His head is bleeding.
His head can be fixed, Mrs. Larson. His heart concerns me more.
Easy now, Nils.
This is Dr. Sixcom, Nils. He's a friend. A very good man.
My head. You'll be all right with a few days' rest. Did you recognize any of the men who did this?
They wore pillowcases over their heads, and they said they would return in a week. We have to leave.
We are staying.
Neil!
We stay. This is our land. God did not make it the special property of those men.
But why us? Why do they single us out?
Because your language is different, or your eyes are blue, or you wear strange clothes. Such men need little excuse. We have traveled many places and seen much of this. Hey, Midnight?
Well, one thing's for sure. Something's got to be done. Come on, Pablo.
We're two, old friend.
To see the sheriff at Tenchman's Ford. Let's go.
What can I do, Doc?
You're the sheriff, Jared.
Doc, I'm against this night riding as much as any man, but it's a thing you can't fight. For one thing, they wear pillowcases. You can't identify them.
It shouldn't be hard to find out some names.
Oh, names don't mean a thing. You gotta prove a man was on the spot at the time.
You could wait for them at Nils Larson's place.
Just me and my deputy?
Well, you can't just sit by and let it continue.
Way I look at it, Doc, the boys are just getting rid of a little steam. Nobody's getting killed.
Somebody might. You've got to stop this stuff.
Doc, you know as well as I do, some of the most respectable men in town are with these night riders. I wouldn't be surprised if Charlie Wilkins down at the bank is one of them.
Look, Jeff. Suppose I got you, say, 15 deputies.
15?
Would you put a stop to this night riding?
I would.
All right, Jared. I'm going out to see if I can find 15 decent men in this town, and I expect to be back in an hour.
Fourteen.
Yes, huh?
You finished the inventory yet?
Yeah, almost, Mary.
I'm going out back, count that new rash of hoeing tools.
Yeah, all right, huh?
See, you finished the inventory before I come back now,
here? Yes, huh? 17, 18, 19.
Well, hello, Doc.
Hello, Fred.
How are you?
Fine. How's the general store business?
Can't complain.
Myra feeling better?
Well, she still gets them headaches, but you sure fixed her up again. Mighty blind.
She'll be all right in a few days. This diphtheria is pretty slow healing.
Well, we appreciate your care. Now, if there's anything I can do for you...
Oh, maybe there is.
Anything at all, Doc.
I'm trying to raise some deputies for Jared Schuyler.
What for?
Remember that trouble we had with night riders about 6 years back?
Yeah.
Well, they're starting up again.
Really?
Yes, they beat up some poor farmer last night, wearing pillowcases and everything, just the way they used to.
You don't say.
Now, I figure if we can raise 10 or 15 men for Jared, he can put a stop to it before it gets out of hand.
You asking me, Doc?
You're a decent man, Fred.
Well, now, Doc, to tell the truth, I ain't as all fired upset about this night riding as you are.
Oh?
Not that I'm for it, you understand, but... Well, if the boys want to get together for a little fun...
You call it fun to threaten a man and his family? To beat them?
Oh, now, Doc, these squatters is going to run all over the whole valley if we just let them come in and settle.
You won't help, huh?
I don't feel the need, Doc. Now, my advice is to you, don't get so upset about it.
I get upset whenever I see suffering, Fred. No matter what form it takes.
Fred, you finished that... Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello, Miss Graham.
Won't you set a cell?
Oh, thank you. I was just leaving.
Is anything wrong?
I better leave that for Fred to tell you. Hey.
And 22, 23, 24...
What is it? 25, 26... Fred.
And nothing,
Myra. You're lying. I can see it.
I said it was nothing.
Fred Graham, don't you look at me and lie like that. Now, you tell me what it was.
Myra...
You're doing something you shouldn't. I know that look, Fred.
Will you leave me alone? A man's got to have some private thoughts.
If you were half the man I thought you were when we were married... Here comes the customer. Now, you take care of him. I'll finish counting the hole.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Kurt.
Warm.
Yeah.
We're riding again tonight.
So soon?
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
You'll be there.
I hadn't planned.
Boys are expecting you.
Well, Kurt, Myra and me...
Well, you ain't gonna let a woman stop you from having a little fun, are you?
Well, it ain't that. Well,
you better show up. You know how we feel when somebody drops out.
What are you gonna do?
A little fun, that's all.
What kind of fun?
We're going to run somebody out on a rail. One of the boys brings some hot tar and Charlie Wilkins down the banks, killing a chicken for feathers. We'll have quite a time.
I don't know, Kurt. Well, this started out, it was just kind of a lark, but now head splitting and tar and feathers.
Oh, nobody's really getting hurt bad, Fred, you know that. Besides, we're doing the town a real service.
Yeah, I reckon so. Who is it?
Who's what?
Who are you going to run out on a rail?
The gypsy. Pablo.
Was once in the saddle I wandered, and I felt
the
Why so sad, Doc?
I just been out trying to raise a few deputies for Jared Schuyler.
No luck?
Not one.
Oh.
Some of them acted sheepish. I reckon they're doing a little night riding themselves. Others were just plain scared.
Well, this does not exactly increase one's faith in the human species.
No, Pablo, I'm afraid it doesn't. You'd think at least one man would be willing to stick his neck out. Come in.
Good evening, Doctor.
Oh.
May I come in?
By all means, Myra. Headaches again.
You're right, please.
Sit down. You know my friend, Pablo.
Yes.
Well, now, what's the trouble?
I have something to tell you, Doctor. Something not so nice.
Well?
Well, after you left, that fellow came to see Fred. I know something was on Fred's mind, so I... Well, I eavesdropped. They was talking about doing some night riding.
Oh?
Tonight. It's going to run somebody out on the rail. Tar and feathers, too.
Why do you come to me, Myra?
Because I know you want law and order and decency. And so do I.
What do you think I can do?
You'd best do something, Doc. At least warn the man.
All right. Who is it?
Pablo.
Well, I am honored. I did not know I was such a menace to these brave men.
Brave men? Fred's just a big overgrown bully. He thinks he has to be one of the boys or it won't be good for business.
Myra, who was the man who talked to your husband?
Well, I was out back of the store. Familiar voice, though. I wouldn't swear, but it sounded like Kurt Mason.
The deputy?
I wouldn't swear, but it sounded like him. Well, good day, Doctor.
Good day, Myra.
Mrs. Graham, thank you for the warning. Well, old friend, I guess Pablo at midnight had better start packing.
That's what they want, Pablo.
Well, unfortunately, tars and feathers are not very becoming to me.
Pablo, wait a minute. Would you be willing to risk wearing them if it meant a chance to stop this night riding business?
Well, for me, I would be willing, but I will consult midnight. Where do you see midnight? He says he already has feathers, and what is a little tar among ravens?
All right, Pablo. Now, here's my plan. This evening, we go down to the Big Knob Saloon.
Yeah.
You go in first. Sit down.
Must be pretty good. I don't think I can break a $20 gold piece, Pablo.
Oh, just leave it there.
Ah, here comes a friend of yours.
Dr. Six Gun, he is no friend of Pablo.
Huh? Well, I thought you two...
Oh, well, there you are.
See, here I am.
All right, where's the money?
Money?
The money you took from my bureau.
I am insulted.
You're going to be a lot more insulted if you don't hand it over, you thieving peddler.
You know what I think of your threat. Why, you miserable... Oh, no man slaps Pablo.
Put up the knife, Pablo.
Very bad.
You want to fight?
Okay. Bunchy, run, get the sheriff, quick. Oh, no.
Come on, break it up now. Break it up. Come on, break it up. What happened?
It's... so-called friend of mine turns out to be a thief.
Ha! You want to make charges?
Legal? No. I'd rather handle this my own way.
Any way you want, Doc. Just no public fighting.
Get out of my sight, peddler. Go back and pack your boodle. I want you out of my house in 1 hour or there's going to be more trouble.
I will be most happy to go.
You better go with him, Doc. You can't trust them gypsies.
Kurt, if I had my way, I'd turn him over to the night riders. They know how to handle this kind of thing.
Maybe you're right, Doc. Take something like this to make a man see the light sometimes.
Anybody yet?
No, not yet. Perhaps they are afraid of old Pablo, eh?
I don't know. Hey, how's your chin where I hit you?
Oh, not bad.
How is your arm?
Be all right. For a minute there, I thought you really got mad.
Oh, Pablo enjoys acting. When I was a young man, I was... Someone comes.
How many?
Four. Five. Nine. Nine of them, all with pillowcases on their heads.
All right, slip out to the barn and make like you're going to saddle up.
See, be careful. I go.
Open up.
Hold on. Ah, what's up, boys?
We come for the peddler.
Well, step right in.
All right, Doc.
Is he here?
He's out in the barn, saddling up his mule.
Don't try to stop us, Doc.
Stop you? After what he did to me? Boys, I'd like you to join me in a glass of blackberry cider before you go.
Wow.
Well, that's mighty hospitable.
Well, it's nice riding's hot work, isn't it?
Here, I'll pour it.
Ready for everybody.
Why don't you keep an eye on the barn so you don't sneak off?
There you are. One for you.
Thank you.
It's yours. Just to help yourself.
Hey, that looks all right.
Say, it's too bad I don't know who you boys are. I could drink to your health.
All right, drink up. Let's get on with it.
To the brave men who call themselves the Night Riders.
Hey! Hey, the peddler, he's getting away.
Come on, boys.
Grab him now, grab him.
Let go, please. Poor old Pablo is doing nothing. Let go.
Hey, Lopes.
Hit him.
You sure fetched him a good one.
Bring him to, Doc. We'll get on with it.
Boys, I'm afraid I can't.
What's wrong?
He's dead.
Huh?
You sure?
Sure as I need to be.
Well, hey, we shouldn't have done this.
I reckon this makes whichever one killed him a murderer.
I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You all lost your wits.
Night riding is one thing, but killing is another.
That's right.
Now listen to me. Now listen. Nobody here knows who anybody is. Even them that thinks they know could never identify anybody for sure as long as we all wear masks. Not so as it'd hold up in court, anyways. Now, the only person knows which one killed the peddler is the one that hit him. Well, we don't know who that was. So there ain't nothing to worry about. Now, my advice is all of you. Go home. Forget this whole thing.
I'll have to report this to the sheriff.
You can report all you want after we leave. Okay, fellas, let's go.
So that's the way it is, Jared.
Well, can you prove it was Kurt?
I sure can.
Well, reckon we ought to get on with it and call him in.
Kurt?
Yeah?
Step into my office.
Sure, Sheriff. Oh, hello, Doc.
Hello, Kurt.
What is it, Sheriff?
Kurt, where were you last night?
Me? Home, asleep.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. Why?
Doc here says you was at his place. With some night riders.
Well, now, that's interesting. I suppose you recognize my lace pillowcase, hmm?
No, Kurt.
Something happened to the peddler last night, Kurt.
You don't say.
If you was in on it, I'd have to arrest you.
Why, Sheriff, what makes you think I'd do a thing like that?
I recognize your voice, Kurt.
That ain't gonna hold up in any courtroom, Doc.
Oh, I can prove you were there. Go ahead. The men who came to my house last night drank some blackberry cider.
Ha-ha. You want to smell my breath, Sheriff?
Only it wasn't just blackberry. You see, I put gentian violet in it.
So?
Gentian violet is a powerful stain that I use for my microscope slide.
So?
So, every night rider who was at my place last night is going to be walking around with a purple tongue for about a week. Just like yours, Kurt.
Wait a minute. You ain't hanging no murder on me.
Who said anything about a murder, Kurt?
Nobody mentioned any murder, Kurt.
What? I thought somebody said...
Kurt, I think maybe you better hand over your gun.
Okay, Sheriff. I'll hand it over.
Barrel first. Now, don't move, either of you.
Drop that gun, Kurt. You're just hanging yourself.
I'm getting out. Step into that cell, quick. That'll hold you for a while. I'm taking your horse, Sheriff. No use to follow me. I'll be over the border in 3 hours.
Good riddance, Kurt. Well, that's one of them we got rid of. And what about the rest?
As soon as we get out of here, we'll visit them one at a time, Sheriff. I got a feeling that now Kurt's gone, we can break up this business pretty easy.
Hello, Sheriff.
Doc?
Hi, Fred.
Now, what brings you?
Had a little trouble out of Doc's place last night, Fred.
Oh? Really?
Yeah.
Well, why come here?
Where were you last night, Fred?
Me? Why, asleep?
You were lying, Fred.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sheriff.
You were with them night riders at Doc's. I can prove it.
Prove it?
Doc fed you boys some gentian violet. Every man that was there has a stain in his mouth. Including you.
Sheriff, listen, I didn't want to get mixed up in that. When it started out, we was just having a little fun, more or less.
Beating up immigrant farmers? Running poor peddlers out of town?
Well, all the boys was in on it.
That make it all right?
Doc, believe me, if I'd have known they was going to kill that peddler...
Yeah. What then? What would you have done, Fred?
Well, I don't know.
Fred, I reckon you better come to the jail with me. All right, Doc, we'll round up the others on the way. All right, now, quiet down, all of you. Quiet down. I reckon you men all know why you're here at the jailhouse. Every one of you has the evidence on him. He was one of the night riders at Doc Six Gun's place last night. Doc here's going to say a few words.
You men are here because you're all accessories to a murder. Now, I know most of you. You're family men, decent enough people. But you've got a lot of frustration and hate in you. So you get together and you do things that make you feel big and brave. Only they aren't so big and they aren't so brave when you stop and think about it. Look at each other. Go ahead. Without the pillowcases and the excitement, you're all sort of ashamed. Nobody looks much like a brave hero.
It was Kurt killed the peddler.
Yeah. Who would have said anything about the peddler being dead?
We saw it happen.
Pablo, come on out here.
Hello?
He's dead.
What do you know?
That's right, Fred.
But you said we were accessories to a murder.
You are.
Who's murdered?
You men are guilty of murdering your own soul. What's decent and good in you?
It was all a trick.
If it was, it was done to try and bring you to your senses. To save you from what probably would have happened... You kept on with this night ride.
Doc is right, Fred.
Well, I never had my heart in it anyway.
Pablo, you want to bring charges against these men?
I have no wish to punish them, Sheriff. They have harmed themselves more than they have harmed me.
All right, boys. You're free to go home. Just remember, whenever you think about this, that you was made to see the light by a man who cures all kinds of sickness, including hate. Doc Six Gun.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.